Sightless Sounds je izdelek kasetnega magazina Telus iz leta 1991. Dela na kasetki mešajo semantiko s politiko, kažejo na rasne in politične probleme in problem spola znotraj semantike oziroma fonetike. Jezik je dojet kot sredstvo zatiranja, z medijskim overusom, političnim blebetanjem in banalnimi predsodki. A jezik je poleg tega tudi sredstvo osvobajanja, če ga seveda skladatelj, zvočni umetnik ali bilo kateri človek uporabi kot orožje. Kar pa je tudi bistvo političnega pogleda ustvarjalcev in kuratorjev kasetnega magazina Telus. A danes ne bo na tapeti oziroma na zvočniku samo Telus. Mož, ki bo svojim glasom krožil po sprejemniku, je v času druge svetovne vojne v Italiji vodil radijsko oddajo, malo zatem pa pisal tudi svoje znamenite Cantos, poimenovane po mestu blizu taborišča, kamor so ga zaprli zavezniški vojaki. To je Pisa, se pravi pizanski kantoti. V preomenjeni radijski oddaji na Radiu Roma je bentil nad ameriškim vključevanjem v vojno in izpuščal žolčne antisemitistične pripombe. Zavezniki so ga kaj pa da obsodili, sam pa se je branil svobodo govora. Ker je nekoč največji modernistični pesnik anglofonega sveta sodeloval s sovragom, je bil strani zdrave večine proglašen za seriozno mentalno bolnega. Vržen je bil v bolnico, tam pa je včasih komu prebral svoje pesmi, ki jih je ta isti poslušujoči tudi posnel. Nekdo pa jih je čez mnogo let objavil na spletu. Hura! Dame in gospodje, Ezra Pound.
Good Americans are kind to dogs and children. Good Americans give to the thoroughly needy. Good Americans are massively patriotic. Fine Americans express such tender sympathies. Good Americans have never harmed a living creature. Good Americans lead basically blameless lives. Good Americans are proud of their personal karmas. Upstanding Americans never hear the screams. Why
are grown up people? Zeus lies in Syria's bosom. Tashan is attended of loves and the Sithara before sunrise. And he said, I acquire mucho catholicismo, y muy poco religión. And he said, yo creo que los reyes desparecen. Kings will. Before Helmer, dry plain, two mountains. On the one mountain, a running form, and another, the turn of the hill in hard steel, the road like a slow screw thread, the angle almost imperceptible, so that the circuit seemed hard to devise. The running form, naked, bleak, the swift limbs howling against the evil, his eyes rolling, whirling like flaming cartwheels, and his head held backward to gaze on the evil as he ran from it, rigid like a steel mountain. And when he showed again from the north side, his eyes blazing toward Helmar.
Afraid of wise weapons, X adds to its arsenal. Build-up, which is conceived of as defensive by X, is perceived as offensive by Y, prompting Y to build more weapons to deter an attack by X. In that basic, X believes that Y must be planning to attack, and therefore X decides to build still more weapons, and so the cycle goes.
Past them, the criminal, lying in blue lakes of acid, the road between the two hills, upward, slowly, flames patterned in lacquer, cremen extractio, limbo, chopped ice and sawdust,
rendering.
I bathe myself with the acid to free myself of the heretics. Scales, fallen blouses, claret snare now. A lake of bodies, aquamorta, limbs fluid, mingled like fish in bins. And here an arm upward touching fragment of marble. And the embryos in flux, new inflow submerging. Here an arm upward, trout submerged by the yield. And from the bank, the stiff herbage. The dry, lovely path, so many known and unknown, for an instant submerging, the face gone, generation, then light air under saplings, the blue-banded lake underneath her, an oasis, a stone, the calm field, the grass quiet, and passing the tree of the bow, the grey stone post, and the stair of grey stone,
who could tell me
the passage clean squared in granite,
and most
descending,
the key to his return,
and I threw this into the earth,
pate
terra, entered the quiet air,
when
the
I
new
arrived
sky,
there, unexpected and unannounced,
light as after
the
sunset,
into the surroundings,
and by their
I was
fountains, the heroes.
No mystery solved.
Sigismundo,
no questions asked. No. Alice simply took her seat at the head of a long table,
gazing at the mounts of their cities.
A Sunday long luncheon was lurching.
The plains, she turned distance,
blue and white was the colors
away from the wound.
Thanks to Alice's taste in luncheon,
she turns the other cheek.
A table where to the camera, unexpected but not unwelcome guests. Not only had I turned the wayward Georgia,
Miss American,
like him,
smile.
I too am well trained. I'm ever the tamed and socialized bee. Who can sit politely?
Good Americans know that nothing is sacred but style. Good Americans shop at Penny's or Lucky's or Saks. Good Americans own Macintosh home computers. But loyal Americans own no lampshades of human flesh.
It was for the honor of the army.
Give me a money clip feel for my Emancipation Proclamation. Cause you have recognized the hard work and the honest day's work that I put in
monetary devices
to earn this night's pleasure.
Is all I ever need.
Manifest this financial destiny.
Yeah.
Make me say,
brother
glory,
Percy,
glory, glory,
Percy,
hallelujah. Throw that good, healthy, big
ducats
stash of
the
cash
goose
at me.
Those
and
men
me
went
good
after the Silk War. And they saw a procession coming down through a cut in the hills carrying
come on,
something.
Come on,
the six chaps in front carrying a long thing on their
baby
shoulders.
Do that, girl.
And
come
they
on,
thought
Liberty,
it was a funeral. But the thing was wrapped up in scarlet. And he put off in a cutter.
Exhausted
he was a
midi
in those days to see what they were doing.
An ordinary man. At once, this thought somehow takes form. He is an ordinary man, in search of a name and an identity, even though he is just made of thought. The ordinary man grows weary in his search, falls asleep, and dreams he is Carl, a small-town chef who gorges himself to sleep, and dreams he is Nathan.
And because of that son of a bitch, Franz Joseph of Austria, because of that son of a bitch, Napoleon Barbish, they put him on Hill 70 in a trench dug through corpses with a lot of kids of 16 howling and crying for their mamas. And he sent a chit back to his major. I can hold out for 10 minutes with my sergeant and a machine gun. And they rebuked him for levity.
Good Americans are not their brother's keepers. Good Americans wear blindfolds on their blindfolds. Good Americans have front row seats in heaven. Decent Americans don't hear the tortured screams.
London Library.
Good Americans ask only that God grant them the serenity to accept the things they cannot change. and the ability to ignore the things they can.
As the last little pig was being hacked to death, it looked up and became the last thing it saw. Squirrel hoppers, pecking
at
There's a crack across the face of America. Fault line. Spitting up the toxic waste of a psyche at war with his body.
I think the Ku Klux Klan and Reagan and child molesters and child beaters and career military men and practical rapists and George Bush and stockbrokers who beat their wives and right-to-life fanatics and mercenaries and torturers. I think they all need a baby doll.
A shot rang out where a hunter had started.
There's a crack across the face of America, filled with the bones of all the men
who, upon cutting out the bones, discovering the diamond ring inside, began to imagine things rather a lot. He saw that he must be living in a land of great, great opportunity, and that
a woman
was no ordinary man.
Will be president. And in the new democracy, the dollar bill will be changed to read, "In soul we trust. In soul. In soul we trust."
There's a crack across the face of America.
Theirs to take. Theirs to take.
Buče je danes spet jedu Andrej.